Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. I'm so glad you're here. This is the Thursday Q&A call of the Healing Host and Dr. Alexander Lloyd. It's Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Host family, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is July the 9th, 2020. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.dralexanderlloyd.com under resources. Before we get started, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Host process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today, we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Host process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your healing journey. All right, so if you dial in from your phone or web call, you can hit Start 2 on your keypad, or if you're with us on the web call, you can even just press the button that says Raise Hand. That will raise your hand here in our instant teleseminar website or platform, and I will then be able to unmute your line and take your question. You can also, of course, submit your question in written form if you're with us on the webcast. You should see in front of you a little chat box. You can just type in your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and then press submit, and your question will appear here on my computer screen as well, and I will then just read your question for everyone to hear. Now, before we move on to the Q&A part of today's call, we are going to get started with doing a healing code together. So this is a great opportunity to just see if there's anything that you would like to address right now. It could, of course, be an issue that you've been working on with the healing codes already, or something that perhaps just came up. Or you can, of course, just stay open and just take in that group energy that's being created right now as we're going to be doing this healing code together. It's going to be the regular healing code from the book, The Healing Code. So it's very, very simple to do. And I'm just going to be guiding you through a few steps right now to just pinpoint that issue for you and make it even more effective by identifying a few things about the issue. Just remember, no matter what your issue is and what you have identified, what's being healed here are the cellular memories, which are the main source of those issues. So it doesn't matter if it's a physical issue or a relational issue or an emotion or thought, even some mental thing, but whatever it may be, just know that we're targeting those memories. So that's why I would like you to just take a moment and think of your issue. You can even rate it on a scale from 1 to 10 just to see how strong it is right now. And just ask yourself how that makes you feel. When you ask yourself how that makes you feel, it will kind of guide you to a memory that could be related to this issue. So, for example, if you just tune into yourself and you feel, for example, anger or sadness or low self-worth or unforgiveness, whatever it may be, that can take you to a memory. That's why we're doing this, to sort of pinpoint the issue, all right? Okay, just see what that is for you, if you find anything. If you don't worry about it. And again, if you'd like, you can rate that emotion that you've just pinpointed on a scale from 1 to 10. Again, just to see how strong it is right now. And then you may go even a step further and ask yourself if you remember feeling this type of emotion or belief or thought that just came up for you in your life. Especially we're looking to see if we can find a memory from your earliest childhood, because those make up our main programming in life. And once we heal those really early ones, it tends to just have a ripple, positive ripple effect on our entire life. So see if there's anything that pops up. For example, if you feel anger regarding your issue, just ask yourself if there's any memory that pops up right now where you felt angry before. All right, and if something popped up, wonderful, just include that right now in your prayer that you're going to say. If nothing popped up, don't worry about it. Your heart knows exactly what's connected to it, and you can just ask that all memories connected to this issue be healed for you automatically. All right, so let's take it to the code. You can go ahead and say your prayer, and then I'm going to read the general prayer from the book, and we get started. I'm going to guide you through the code. Just remember, when we do the code, just try to relax as best you can. Don't try to work hard on doing the code. That's not what it's about. Quite the contrary, it's about letting go and letting yourself be taken into that love that you know just wants to flow through us. Okay. All right. Please go ahead and say your prayer. All right, if you haven't finished your prayer, you can just continue praying. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue or problem, be found, open, and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and love of God. And I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, just relax, and we start with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And relax. Focus on your love picture or a truth focus statement. Or keep praying if you'd like. Or just relax. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And allow yourself to receive, to just take in. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Okay, and take one last deep breath. If you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest. Relax, and I release this healing to each and every one of you in truth and in love for your highest good. All right. Wonderful, everybody. Thank you for being here. Now, if you have some water, maybe you'd like to drink a sip of water, and then we can get started with your questions. Again, if you have questions, you can press star 2 on your keypad. Or if you're with us on the webcast, you can just press the button that says raise hand. That will raise your hand automatically. In any case, if I see that you've raised your hand, I will then unmute your line and call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Or you can, of course, submit your question in written form, and I will then just read the question for everyone to hear. All right, and let's see. Going to check if I have any questions that have been submitted today. Okay, none so far. So if anybody has a question, please go ahead. All right, I do see a hand has been raised. It's a caller ending in 5446. 5446, I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Patricia. Hello, Annika. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's a polite thing to say that one is okay, so I'll just say it. I'm okay. Now that we got that out of the way, I'll tell you how I really am. I'm going through some very stressful times. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
Very stressful time. I'm not sure how to handle it. For one thing, I had some physical issues about 3 weeks ago with some unexpected dizzy spells. I had been running around a lot in the heat over a package that I was supposed to get and wasn't getting, and that was seemingly lost, and I was chasing after post offices, running here and there, and being very stressed at the thought of not receiving it because it's something valuable to me. Anyway, that part was resolved, but the dizziness was quite intense, and I ended up going to the doctor, and she sent me to an ENT person, and he said, well, you're getting better, because I have been getting less dizzy, that's for certain, and that part is good, but I was left with lassitude and a lack of energy. And that was also exacerbated by shingles vaccine that the doctor gave me. I didn't know I was going to get flu symptoms from that night. I felt so miserable. I felt like I had a full-blown flu, and I had to rest the next day. And I've gotten over that, but I don't think I don't know how long it takes to get completely over, because I'm left with very low energy, and then because I'm not feeling up to par, my job that was now online again, I'm trying to work from home, and there's a lot of complicated technical issues, things that are not working for me properly, and things that I'm completely bewildered by and have nobody to immediately address them, and that's what's been going on the last few days here at home, the last, I guess, several 3 days in a row. It's been getting worse and worse with these technical issues that I'm trying to deal with the people at work and these programs, and my computer is attached to my desktop at work somehow. It's called remote access.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, I felt like I was going to have a stroke today. It was so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember any code for that kind of stress. There may be one, but offhand, I can't think of one. I've been doing every morning thing. One excellent thing in my life I have to give credit towards. Yeah, why not,
yeah.
Right? I have been faithful to the coding process and doing it along with this book that I really love. And I have really felt that I've been connecting in a deeper way. I mean, I do it in my own way, you know, the codes. I've been doing a code that was given over the internet a few weeks ago. It was a free code that's given by a healing codes coach. I've been doing that one for a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in the second week of it or not. So I'm doing that to my book, and it's been, I mean, the guided meditations, one line per position. And I've been really feeling good about this. Like, even, I mean, I feel I'm doing the right thing with that. And
mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting that I finally feel I'm not even avoiding it. You know, usually, even though I know how wonderful the codes are, and I've known it since I learned about them, I still, there's something about them. I always kind of, well, I would stall and not do them right away in the day. But
mm-hmm.
I don't even do that now. I'm like, I can't wait to do this process. It feels so right to me. But the interesting thing is, I mean, that's going beautifully, I feel. But then I'm hit with these super stressful issues on my computer, and I've had several meltdowns, I mean, with my colleagues. I mean, and they, you know, they're very nice and all, but I shouldn't be putting people through this, and it's terrible. And I even asked my boss today about you know, what's involved in a furlough, because I can't, this level of stress is just, as I say, I felt like I was going to have a stroke from it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So, yeah, so you're basically, your question is what type of code would help you with?
I suppose so.
With that stress? Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the universal healing code definitely would be really good for that. Like, even maybe if you feel that you may kind of, you know, if you're on the verge of having a meltdown, maybe that would be a good time to just stop yourself for a second there and maybe just do a code. On the top of my head, I would probably... So could you tell me, Patricia, how that makes you feel when that happens? Like, do you feel overwhelmed?
Completely overwhelmed and completely bewildered, because I try and follow the prompts online with what I'm supposed to do. And then I'm just led down this horrible rabbit hole where even more questions get asked, you know, from the computer, or more demands are made of one, and things are mentioned that I don't understand about apps and unsupported systems and all the and wrong browsers and all these things, and it's just I'm not my field of expertise, and yet I feel that a person working today is required to you know, work on the level that maybe Isaac Newton would have known in his day. He was a genius in those days, but now we're all supposed to operate on this level for these mundane jobs, and it's just, I feel I was completely overwhelmed by the stuff that I'm expected to know, to be able to just do.
Yeah, I understand. So I would probably suggest you could definitely work with the patience code. That's really, really good for when you feel overwhelmed, you know, for you to just try to do it as calmly as you can. You know, of course, I know it can be overwhelming when you're faced with something that you're not really sure how to do. And probably also maybe you can try and do the peace code to give you more peace, when it comes to that. So that's probably what I would turn to in your situation.
I was so, my mind was so blown that I didn't even think of those rather obvious codes. Of course, those are the ones to do. Thanks. Yeah. So that's why it's important have somebody to turn to. Okay. I will. I'll work on them even... Not wait till it gets to that point either, but maybe just add them to my regimen. Throughout the day.
Just see what happens. Maybe you just need to, you know, do a code or two, and you know, it will get better immediately. That would be wonderful. But in any case, I hope that, you know, your situation definitely gets better. And
it's particularly stressful. I think my tolerance is getting less and less, because it's. Mm-hmm. I'm going through this day after day with different tech issues, and in the first place, I still don't feel that well from that dizzy thing that happened to me. So I have fewer reserves than I would if I were completely well.
Of course,
to go through this, and it is hitting old issues definitely. I've had these issues for a long time about being overwhelmed by feeling I don't have the right information to solve what's in front of me to do, just, you know, not being, having the right equipment somehow, or the right, I wasn't informed of something before I was supposed to work with it, and that kind of thing. I was even starting to, thanks.
You're welcome, Patricia. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's fine. That's good for now. I'll work on the patience category and the peace category.
Wonderful. You're welcome, Patricia, and I hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Patricia. All right, I'm closing Patricia's line. Okay, and if anybody has any more questions, please go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad, or if you're on the web call, you can just press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect, Or, of course, you can leave a question in the chat box and press submit, and I will then read that question for everybody to hear. All right. All right, so it looks like we have no further questions at this point. So what I would like to do is go ahead and do a healing code with you again to end your call. I'm going to do a custom code right now, and I think this would be particularly beneficial to you, Patricia, for any overwhelm issues. So whatever makes you feel overwhelmed, this is the code to go to, and that's what we're going to be doing right now. All right. If you have any issues whatsoever that you connect to feeling overwhelmed, say your own prayer for that issue right now. Just pray that all issues connected to that may be healed. All right, and I'm going to read the prayer from the Healing Code book again. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to all issues of overwhelm be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. And I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, let's get started. First position is both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Left hand jaw, right hand temple. Left hand jaw, right hand temple. Healing code 2, both hands, prefrontal cortex. Both hands, prefrontal cortex. And relax. Healing code 1, left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. Left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple. Healing code 2, both hands, brainstem. Both hands, brainstem. healing code 2, place both hands on the belly underneath the belly button. Just place them, stack them on top of one another. And breathe and relax. Healing code 2, both hands, prefrontal cortex. Both hands, prefrontal cortex. Now place the left hand on an area of pain in your body and relax the right hand. If it's hard to reach or you don't have any pain, just place it where you feel discomfort, for example, or just place it on your belly as an alternative position and relax. Healing code 2, left hand brainstem and right hand prefrontal cortex. Left hand brainstem, right hand prefrontal cortex. And healing code 1, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. All right, and you can place both hands over the middle of your chest if you'd like. That was our final position. And relax. If you'd like, you can say a prayer of gratitude or just ask for yourself to be fully filled with this healing love and healing power of that love, for all of that to be fully healed. And I release it again to each and every one of you in truth and in love for your highest good. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed rest of the week, and we're going to be here again next week, next Thursday at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's going to be the 16th of July. And if you have any more questions, you can come back next week, and we're very happy to take your questions and help you with that. All right, everybody, have a wonderful, blessed week, and all the best. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.